This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Allah Azza wa Jal has appointed, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu relates, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every man, every human, has a devil that is assigned to that individual. And that devil is forever attached with each individual. And these are very clear and authentic hadith. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, even you, Ya Rasulullah? And he said, yes, even me. But the devil who is with me has submitted. So the qareen who is with the anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam, the qareen who is with the prophets of Allah alayhi wassalatu wassalam, they have submitted. But apart from them, every other human being. In fact, on one occasion, it's quite a humorous incident, Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam left my house at night. So I felt jealous. And in my jealousy, I felt jealous. She must have said or done something because of which, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned, he saw the signs of jealousy on her. So he sensed them. So he said to her, "Oh Aisha, did you feel pangs of jealousy after me?" And she said, "Yes." So he said to her, "Oh Aisha, did your shaitan come to you?" He said, "Your shaitan. أَوَقَدْ جَاءَكِ شَيْطَانُكِ. Did your shaitan come to you?" So Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha said, "Ya Rasulullah, is there a shaitan with me?" So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "There is a shaitan with every human being." So Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha said, "Even with you, Ya Rasulullah?" So she said, "Yes." He said, "Yes, even with me, but again, for Aslam, he has submitted." So apart from the Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam, every human being has a shaitan and a qareen. And that's clearly mentioned in the Qur'an, qareen, and in fact, فَقَيَّضْنَا لَهُمْ قُرَنَا in other verses of the Qur'an, where Allah says, we have assigned to them companions. And in many clear, authentic, categorical hadith, it's mentioned that every insan, man or woman, man and woman, has a qareen, an iblis, a shaitan who is with them. So the meaning of min sharri al-waswas al-khannas, in fact, in a very beautiful hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says that every human being has one angel and one shaitan with him. The angel has a touch and the shaitan has a touch. And the touch of the angel is that he inspires and motivates the individual to do good and keeps him away from evil. And the touch of the devil, the individual devil with every one of us, is that that person incites people to evil and keeps them distant and away from good. So the meaning of bin sharri al-waswas al-khannas, from the evil of the retreating whisperer, is that this shaitan who is with every one of us, either he or the great Iblis himself, what they do is they constantly attack the person, inciting them to committing evil, preventing them from good. And I'll mention more about that in a moment, preventing them from doing good. Inciting them to committing evil, whispering evil thoughts, encouraging them, instigating them. And they seem to gain a hold over the heart and mind of the individual. And at the same time, the angel tries to influence them. But depending on the individual's circumstances and their own inclination, this constantly raging battle between the angel and the devil attached to each person, this battle sways in one direction or the other, depending on the individual's own circumstances and their inclination. And one way of releasing or loosening The hold of shaitan over a person's heart and mind is through the remembrance of Allah. In a hadith, as I said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that shaitan, i.e. each individual shaitan with a person, sits on the heart of man, i.e. grips it. When that person remembers Allah, khanas, that shaitan withdraws and retreats. So with the remembrance of Allah, the shaitan retreats. But as soon as a person ceases to remember Allah, then shaitan returns. So this is the meaning of khannas, someone who constantly comes and retreats, comes and withdraws.